Happy birthday to original Deep Purple guitarist Richie Blackmore. He's 76 today.
Time for Bocozy's Rock Gossip on 1029 The Whale, Connecticut's classic rock.
One of Deep Purple's most famous songs, besides Smoke on the Water, is a Highway Star. It has an amazing guitar solo by Richie Blackmore in it. And it was written on a tour bus on the way to a show. Here is the late Deep Purple keyboardist John Lord on how that came about.
We needed a fast number to open the set. We'd got tired of the one that we were using. We always used to start with Speed King. We just sat in the back of the bus and Richie came up and Ian scribbled some words on the back of an envelope or something, and we went on stage and did it that night. It was called something like Frankie and Billy Make a Tank. Whatever stream of consciousness words Ian Gillan came up with that night. Later it became Highway Star. Lester Bangs, one of the great rock writers, called it the classic girl stroke car hard rock song.
Frankie and Billy Make a Tank does not flow off the tongue. Mick Jagger just released a brand new song, and it features Dave Grohl from the Foo Fighters and ex of Nirvana. It's called Easy Sleazy. Jagger says, I wanted to share this song that I wrote about coming out of lockdown with much needed optimism. Thank you to Dave Grohl for jumping in. And Grohl says, it's hard to put into words what recording this song with Sir Mick means to me. It's beyond a dream come true. Just when I thought life couldn't get crazier, it's the song of the summer, without a doubt. Mick Jagger said, I wrote the lyrics really quickly, just the pandemic and hopefully coming out of the pandemic, the light at the end of the tunnel chorus. It sounded really good. I thought you got to get it out now because it's not going to be any good in 3 or 4 months. Here's Mick Jagger.
We played together on Saturday Night Live. We did a couple of Stones shows together. But, you know, we've kind of kept in touch, and I really like his style. You know who Charlie is when you hear him, and you know who Dave is when you hear him. His definite personality comes through, you know. And he's kind of really rocky and lots of energy, which I like. And I said, well, what do you think? Would you like to do something? And he said, send me the song. And he said, I'm going in tomorrow. I love it. So he just did it, like, straight away, you know.
As far as having David Grohl play on it, Jagger says, I knew Dave and the Foo Fighters just put out an album, so I knew he got that out of the way. That's kind of cold. Anyway, I phoned Dave up and said, would you be interested? He said, I'm really bored. I want to do it. I want to work. Fine, I'll send you the song. It was all done quickly. Dave likes it because it rocks hard. I like to rock hard, so it feels good that way. Here is a little sample of Easy Sleazy. It's Jagger's third single in 5 years, following England Lost and Gotta Get a Grip. And by the way, Dave Grohl not only plays drums on that, he plays bass and he plays guitar.
Finding the latest in rock gossip. Weekday mornings at 6:30 and 8:30. It's Rock Gossip on 1029 The Whale, Connecticut's classic rock.